Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, a big bomb dropped this afternoon. You know, this relationship between President Trump and Elon Musk is unraveling rather quickly before our eyes. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun to witness this. It's a lot of fun to talk about this, although there are negative ramifications. But Elon Musk posted earlier on X, he said, it's time to drop the bomb, a big bomb. And the bomb was, he said, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And that's why the Trump administration is not releasing them. Have a good day, Donald J. Trump. Interesting. What is Trump going to do? I just posted a video on Substack about this. You can comment on it there. Look, you know, if you're tired of all the hate and the BS on Facebook and Instagram, then join me on Substack. I mean, this is why I moved to Substack. I'm still on Facebook. I'm still on Instagram. But I'm doing the good stuff. I'm trying to do the best stuff on Substack. Substack is different. It's a different audience. It's an audience that is more intelligent. I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for. You know, you should be on Substack. Substack, just go to substack.com. Join me, Scoot, on the air. A lot of great people on there, especially if you're, you know, if you're not a right-wing radical, you're going to love it. And if we kicked a right-wing radical off, if somebody, Sonny, I think it was Sonny Lyons. I think his first name was Sonny. Anyway, he was trying to bring that ugly hate to my Substack account. Boom, he's out. We blocked him immediately, kicked him out. And this is really about a place where community is sharing instead of attacking. And it's the reason that I moved there. And there's less hate. There's more intelligence. There are less trolls. There are less just low-class people. There's less low. You know, you cannot have a lot of money and not be low-class. You can have a lot of money and be low-class. So it has nothing to do with money. But basically, Facebook has been taken over by trolls, and Substack is for smart people sharing ideas and considering views outside of their own. That's what Substack is about. So if you're looking for an informative social media outlet, you should be on Substack. If you're looking for a place to get great news, breaking news, go to Substack. It's a whole different audience, a better audience than Facebook. Again, I love my Facebook audience, but I got to be honest with you about Substack. I also posted a video on Substack yesterday about the state of Louisiana trying to ban chemtrails and what a con that is, because they're not chemtrails, they're contrails, condensation trails. The whole fear about chemtrails is just a ridiculous myth, and it's a conspiracy theory, and it just should be dismissed. Now, we're not talking about affecting weather, because there are things that can be done. We're not talking about cloud seeding or anything like that. We're talking about trying to poison the American people. It is a ridiculous notion that it's chemtrails doing this. And I'm glad we were able to set the record straight on that on the show yesterday. And if that shocks your belief system, then so be it. At least you don't have to worry about chemtrails anymore. if you've been concerned about that, stressing about that, looking up in the sky and seeing those white lines coming out of the back of the jet engines, if you've been concerned about that, I have just given you total permission to relax and not even worry about it, because it's nonsense. And then today I posted a video about a picture that was on Substack earlier. The picture on Substack earlier was Pete Buttigieg, his husband, and their very young daughter. And then it says, what does this say to you? And you know what it says to me? It says to me that a home for a young child is more important than the ignorant criticism of gays adopting children. So that's a video posted on Scoot on the Air Substack. You can check that out and comment. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Look, let me remind you that it's week three of the Saints OTAs. So, you know, this is kind of the very, very threshold at the beginning of the new Saints season. And today's practice open to the media. The legendary quarterback for the Saints, Bobby Hebert, is got his eyes on the black and gold. And it's the WWL Black and Gold OTA Breakdown powered by Cummins. Cummins. Powered by Cummins. And that's part of Sports Talk today from 4 to 8 this afternoon. Also, I'm really excited tonight. I've been following the NBA playoffs. Was really pulling for the Knicks. But I'm following the NBA playoffs. And tonight is the championship series game one. It's in Oklahoma City. And it's OKC, the Thunder, against the Indiana Pacers. Now, Indiana can do really well on the road. They're killers when it comes to the three-pointers. I think Oklahoma's going to win tonight. I do. I'm going to take it one game at a time, but I think OKC's going to win. They're a young team, and I love the way they play. And I also love that it's from a really, you know, minor market compared to the big powerhouse markets of the NBA. It's a minor market. And I love that a minor market is getting attention, because right here in New Orleans, we're a minor market. All right, we've been talking about the idea that you can no longer use your handheld cell phones. The Louisiana legislature finally passed a law banning handheld cell phone use, but they're not going to pull you over for that. But if they pull you over for something else, they can also ticket you for that. So it's time to put down the handheld cell phones. Don't do this. And I'm going to warn you, if you're in an accident and it's not your fault, if you're on your phone, I guarantee you the lawyers are going to attack you for having been on your phone. So don't give them ammunition against you. Even if you're right, if you're on your phone, that's going to come up. And I don't know how that's going to play, but it might not be good for you. So get off your phones. We've also been talking about how old should a child be before you leave them home unsupervised. This is a big topic in the summertime, because a lot of parents have trouble, you know, finding places for their kids in the summer. When school's in session, you know they're in school, there's after-school care. But for a lot of parents, kids in the summertime are a struggle because they don't know what to do with their kids. At what age do you leave your kids home alone? I was surprised that Louisiana has no set limit. There's no minimum age for leaving your kids home alone. You can leave your kids home alone at any age. It's up to the parents to determine how mature they think the kids are. But if something goes wrong and you left your kids home alone, you could be charged with child endangerment. So keep that in mind. But essentially, there is no minimum age. The recommendation in the state, the recommendation nationally, is 12 years old. No child under 12 should be left home alone. That is a recommendation. It's not the law. All right. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. From Lakeview, Terry, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. How's everybody doing? I grew up in a mansion off of St. Charles Avenue, 1539 4th Street. It was on Sidney Smith, some haunted history tours.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And, 37-room mansion. My parents never had a babysitter. My two older brothers, that's it. And a TV, and they never had never had a babysitter.
Did you ever get in trouble? Did you ever do anything? Were you ever tempted to do anything wrong?
No.
You said no?
No.
You guys were good?
No.
We
were never good.
Wait, you said you were never good?
No, we weren't good. We all had our own little boats and back day Biloxi, and we used to say, anyway, we were bad kids. We were too spoiled.
Wow. So you should not have been left alone.
No, shouldn't have been left alone.
All right, so let me ask you this. There's something that came up a few years back with a case involving a teenager in Fort Worth, Texas. And the defense lawyer said that the child suffers from affluenza. His parents were so affluent, they didn't control him, and therefore the accident that he got in was not their fault. Did you suffer from affluenza?
No, it wasn't to that degree. No.
Okay. Because, I mean, if you grew up in a mansion uptown, you know, you could be very affluent.
Well, that doesn't mean a thing. The basement, we had chinchillas and minks, which subsidized the income. And the upstairs, so whoever owns the house at that time, lived on the first level because it was so huge.
Okay.
And the third level was rooming house.
Okay.
It was a bordello before my dad bought it.
Wow.
And then he said, oh, I should have been a pimp. So he made it into rooming houses, which was big in the 50s and 60s and whatever. And then eventually made them into apartments. But between the furs in the basement and rooming houses, that supplemented the income.
Right. But you kids were left alone, and you were not good.
All the time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad
my parents were too cheap to get a babysitter.
I'm glad you lived to tell
the
story.
They said, hey, you live in a stone mansion in the Garden District in New Orleans. So you can watch yourselves.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. All right, you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, the Oakenheart Jewelers. Talk in text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1968, Senator Robert Kennedy was shot 3 times. He was killed. That inspired the Stones to add this line to their song. The Stones added that line to Sympathy for the Devil. Who killed the Kennedys? After all, it was you and me. And to some degree, they were right about that. That was a very profound part of that song. But this is the day that Robert Kennedy was shot and killed, according to this information that I have. You know, I was really young at the time, but I remember the impact of that. Senator Kennedy had just won the Democratic nomination for the presidency, and he was shot and killed. The same year that Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed, the same year of the Chicago riots in the summer of 1968. A tough year, and I have often said on this show, if as a country we can survive 1968, we can survive what we're going through now, which is a lot. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There are rumors, maybe started by fans, that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are spending a lot of time together in the sack. And a baby may result. Pregnancy rumors run amok in the Taylor Swift world. We'll see what happens. But there are some people who think that this is not a relationship that is forever. I mean, would Taylor Swift, like, have a child with somebody that she, you know, loved but didn't stay with? I mean, she's got the money, the resources to have a child as a single mom. Would she do that? I don't know. Interesting talk. A lot of rumors about that. But, you know, hey, they might just be hanging out and having fun. All right, it's time to take a look at Scoot's News Briefs. Get your popcorn out because the odd couple of Trump and Musk are starting to really go after each other.
President Trump is ramping up his feud with Elon Musk. It was just a week ago that the president lauded him in the Oval Office as Musk left the administration.
I look forward to continuing to be a friend and advisor to the president.
In the days since, their breakup has played out in public as Musk has ripped the president's signature tax cuts and spending package.
I'm very disappointed.
Saying Musk may be suffering Trump derangement syndrome, Musk responded in real time on his social media platform, writing, "whatever," and later saying, "without me, Trump would have lost the election." The president fired back on his platform, threatening to cut Musk's government contracts and subsidies, to which Musk replied, "this just gets better and better. Go ahead, make my day." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And then the bomb that dropped during our show, Elon Musk posted on X, formerly Twitter, that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And that's why the Trump administration does not want to release them, because Trump's in the files. Does that mean that Trump had sex with underage girls? I don't know. Is it just pictures with Trump? I don't know. But he's in the files. Musk's Doge team has left a legal mess for the Trump administration after a flurry of lawsuits. A lot of that grant money is going to be dispersed after all.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must restore hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding, and thousands of service workers must be reinstated in about two dozen states. The temporary block on the agency's cancellations of grants and early discharge of Corps members only applies to states that sued in April. In April, termination notices were sent late on a Friday, directing grantees to immediately shut down their projects. The states sued, saying the administration did not provide the legally required notice and comment period. The agency is, however, allowed to proceed with its reduction in force plans. The agency employs more than 500 full-time federal workers and sends roughly 200,000 Corps members across the country as part of its service programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right, the White House has a new framing to explain why the war in Ukraine isn't over yet, 136 days after Trump promised it would be over.
President Trump is making an analogy as the war between Ukraine and Russia rages. The president likens it to little kids fighting.
Sometimes you let them fight for a little while. You see it in hockey. You see it in sports. The referees let them go for a couple of seconds. Let them go for a little while before you pull them apart.
Saying he relayed that analogy yesterday in a call with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who vowed to retaliate for Ukraine's recent drone offensive deep inside Russia.
It's probably not going to be pretty.
The president spoke alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says the president must be the one to make the war end.
He is the key person in the world.
While stressing Germany is on Ukraine's side.
And we are trying to get them stronger and stronger just to make Putin stop this war.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Well, what else is Trump going to say? I mean, he doesn't have the power like he said he did. He doesn't have the power to stop the war. He doesn't have the friendship with Putin to stop the war. So he has no option other than to say, well, we just let him fight because he can't stop it. The White House is making regulatory changes that will actually cost the government millions of dollars and potentially kill thousands of people.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced plans to roll back at least 30 rules that protect air and water quality. These regulations also reduce greenhouse gas emissions, for example, from coal plants. The Associated Press analyzed what these mandates intend to accomplish. We looked at the scientific, economic, and health data behind them. We also talked with dozens of experts. What we found is that these rules are projected to save over 30,000 lives a year around the world, along with at least $275 billion a year. The savings in lives and money are mostly a result of fewer people getting sick from pollution. Savings come from efficiencies, like cars that get high gas mileage or are electric.
All right, so the president just can't seem to get over Joe Biden, and he's using the power of the presidency to go after him and his former aides.
President Trump is ordering an investigation into his predecessor's actions. It's a big jump in his targeting of Joe Biden and could lay the groundwork for GOP arguments that some of Biden's actions in office were invalid. The president's alleging aides hid Biden's cognitive decline, and he's casting doubt on the legitimacy of Biden using an auto pen to sign documents. Last week, the president even wondered if Biden was aware of things done in his name, including immigration policy.
I don't believe it was Joe Biden. I really don't. I mean, look, he's been a sort of a moderate person over his lifetime.
In a statement, Biden says, "I made the decisions during my presidency," adding any suggestion that he did not is ridiculous and false. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, that's probably worth an investigation, but is the investigation going to be fair? No, I mean, no investigations are fair anymore. But, you know, I'll say this. Trump used the auto pen, and you can say it's for different things, but the conservative media echo chamber is going to present this idea that it's Biden, and the way Biden used it was different. It might have been different, but Trump still used the auto pen, and other presidents have also used the auto pen, and people have used the auto pen. So, you know, I mean, the conservative media is going to blow this up as a deal bigger than it is, in my opinion. But we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, if Biden didn't know what he was doing, that's worth knowing. It's worth knowing if he was that out of it. And he might have been. All right. One of the most prominent never Trump Republicans is running for governor of Florida, but not as a Republican.
Former Republican Congressman David Jolly of Florida says he's running for governor, but as a Democrat. Jolly has been a vocal critic of President Donald Trump, and he says he's considered himself part of the Democratic coalition for a few years. He says Florida Republicans have gone too far in dividing us, and he says it's wrong and immoral for Republicans to conflate immigration and crime. Current Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is under term limits and can't run for re-election in 2026. I'm Donna Water.
All right. In the Sean Diddy Combs trial, we're learning about brand new allegations of the rapper's horrifying behavior.
A designer testified Wednesday that she was so traumatized after Sean Diddy Combs held her over a 17th floor balcony, it gave her night terrors. Brianna Bungolin, who goes by Banna, is a friend of Combs' former girlfriend Cassie, who previously testified about the incident. Banna told the jury it took place in 2016 at Cassie's L.A. apartment. Prosecutors maintained Combs used violence to control people as part of his racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he denies. The prosecution's next big witness is a woman who alleges Combs abused her and made her participate in prolonged sexual encounters, similar to what Cassie testified to. Julie Walker, New York.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, right, the National Weather Service is hiring a lot of people who were recently fired, hiring them back because they need them. You know, when the Trump administration, through Doge and Elon Musk, did these blanket firings, I said, you know, the government needs to be trimmed. You know, I'm for smaller government. It's one of my conservative attributes. I'm for smaller government, and there's a lot of government waste. There's a lot of government redundancy, and I'm sure a lot of things need to be trimmed, but not in such a radical way that Trump tried to trim everything. And this is obvious if the National Weather Service is having to hire back the people that they just fired. It just proves that it was random and not thought out when they did it in the first place. All right, that's it for a look at Scoots News Briefs.
It's almost like they don't know what they're doing.
No.
It's almost like they have no qualification to do the sort of work at all.
No.
Why would
I
you
know.
Go in and be like, we're going to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse by firing all the people whose jobs it is to find waste, fraud, and abuse? We have no idea what any of these agencies do, what any of these departments do, how it impacts the American people. And then so like hiring them. Oh, it's all part of the plan. No, it's not part of the
plan. There wasn't a plan.
It's all just a toy to you. The government is just a boogeyman, a spooky phantom that all you know how to do is talk about how you want to destroy it. And then oops, you destroyed it. And people didn't like that. Or it was against the law to do that.
Yeah. Or it was just a stupid thing to do. I mean, you're hiring back people you just fired. I mean, what's the spin on that? There's no way to spin that. These were blanket firings that were ill-conceived in the first place. And yes, government needs to be trimmed, but not in the ballsy, bully way that the Trump administration tried to do this. Just, you know, wiping out people's jobs. Now, again, some of those people maybe don't need to be in government. Maybe they are redundant, but that was not the way to do it. And what's happening now with the National Weather Service is proof that, you know, I was right about that, that these were random firings that didn't make sense.
And people are, we got rid of some programs that were silly or that we didn't understand or that we didn't like. Congratulations, you cut 0.001% out of the federal budget.
Yeah.
And Doge's savings is coming in at like 0.5% of what they promised us they would be able to save. And it's going to be absolutely dwarfed by the $2 trillion that they're going to add to the deficit with this big, beautiful bill.
I know.
People are crazy.
It's a farce. It's a circus.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of people, they're going to be kind of quiet about admitting it, but a lot of people are coming to terms with this reality, and our show is here for you. We are going to help you through this. We're going to help you understand it. We're going to usher you into this new era, and we are going to get through this, and things are going to change because they're not going to stay like this. There's going to be too many people who are against this. Let's go to Ian with a couple of fast texts.
We're going to do a couple fast ones here. Rusty is listening. He says, so now ask yourself this. Do you like Elon Musk once again? If so, why do you like him now? When he was Hitler, he was evil the last 3 or 4 months. The point I'm making is that are you that tribal to like or dislike him because he works or aligns with Trump? It just goes to show it's about numbers and waste and truth. If you ask me, he is also taking a huge hit at Tesla for this as well. He probably lost $50 billion this week alone.
Well, but he can afford to lose it. I mean, I never called him Hitler. I never said that much about Elon Musk. I criticized the fact that he was making decisions and he wasn't elected. Well, that doesn't change. It doesn't mean that I love him now. I love this fight between Musk and Trump. I can love the fight. I can enjoy the fight because I'm a talk show host and this is like great material. But I mean, it doesn't change my opinion of Elon Musk, but I never called him Hitler. I was just critical of the idea that he had been making decisions that should be made by an elected official, not somebody who Trump was trying to pay back for helping him get elected.
And I have never, I've never called him Hitler either.
I know.
But I have been saying for years, that Elon Musk is a terrible pig person and no one should look to him as a role model or think that he's virtuous because he's rich. He's a bad dude. So the fact that he's now turned on Trump, you don't hear me singing his praises like, oh, I forgive him for being such a maniac.
Yeah,
all this let him fight. But right. I'm not like, you know, go Elon Musk. He's good with me. And I'm gonna leave you with this one. Left Lane Writer, who's been texting a lot lately, a person who's calls himself the Left Lane Writer, says this. Hold on. Before we all start singing the praises of Elon, here's a different perspective. If Elon knew about Trump and the Epstein files before, but ignored it, and now chooses to say something just because they are feuding, doesn't that make him just as bad? He was obviously okay with it while they were attending all of those events together. If he was cool with it before, then he is just as guilty.
No. There's a big difference between knowing something and not saying something about it and having sex with an underage girl, if that's what happened. If that's what happened. I don't know if that's what happened. But no, look, I'm not saying anything positive about Elon Musk other than I'm enjoying the fight. Because this is fun. Because you know what? This is going to disrupt. This is going to throw the president off. And he needs to be thrown off. He needs to be put in his place to some degree because he's been too much of a bully. And maybe this is going to counter him a little bit. I don't know. So I've never said anything positive about Elon Musk. Just talking about what's going on here. This circus and this fight that is taking place. It's very, very entertaining. It's sad that it's happening on such a prominent political level. But it is pure entertainment. Hey, Rod Stewart is coming close to the end of his residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. And under doctor's orders, Rod Stewart had had to cancel a show just hours before it happened last night. And he apparently has been dealing with the flu, can't get rid of it, but he's had these health concerns. I hope it's just the flu, but there's been a lingering illness that has been bothering Rod Stewart. I hope it's just the flu and nothing more serious. He looked great at the AMAs the other night. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You will. All right, this was a big hit for the band The All-American Rejects, and lead singer Tyson Ritter announced yesterday that today he's starting an OnlyFans page to promote the band's new single, Easy Come, Easy Go. We're going to sample the new All-American Reject song on the show tomorrow. And Tyson Ritter says that on OnlyFans, he's going to show a music video that is an alternative version, and it is a taste of full frontal rock and roll. Looking at you, Burt Reynolds. But see, if he wears his guitar where most people wear their guitar, you're not going to see his privates, right? I mean, the guitar is going to be kind of slung right over the privates. He can be totally naked. I don't know what's going to happen here, but I mean, I'll check it out tonight. I'll go to Ian. Do you have to pay for OnlyFans? Are there free people on Only? Can you go to OnlyFans and sample it free?
It kind of depends on the creator. If they want to make some of their content available for free, they have the choice to, kind of like your Substack. Like you can, you can do a tier, you know, you can be so, like, hey, here's like a sample for free, but if you want the real goods, you know, it's $4.99 a month or whatever.
So I'm assuming that with All American Rejects and they're promoting their new song, I'm assuming that that would be a free OnlyFans account. They're promoting a new song.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obviously a marketing gimmick that will either reveal itself to be very smart or kind of pointless. Yeah. But well, here we are talking about it.
I think he's going to be naked. But if he's playing guitar, the guitar's over the private. It's you know, the guitar's going to be low enough unless you played the guitar like Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers, where it was like up around his neck, but a lot of people played the guitar down lower so it would cover the privates. Well, unless the privates are, you know, to the point where they would supersede the covering of the guitar, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think that he's just trying to get people to talk about him because his band hasn't really done anything that important in 20 years, but, you know, here we are.
Well, tomorrow we're gonna say, has it been 20 years? God.
Yeah. Dirty Little Secret was 2005.
Yeah. And then Move Along, that was the other big hit.
Album.
So the new song is Easy Come, Easy Go. We'll sample that on the show tomorrow. And I'm going to check out, I'll check out the OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
But did you like the way that I put that? That the guitar is going to cover his privates unless the privates supersede the size of the guitar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everyone liked that.
Okay, I think they get it,
maybe
right?
Maybe he plays a very tiny guitar. We don't
maybe
know.
So.
It could mean many different things.
It could be. I mean, you get that small bass like Paul McCartney played. That's not going to cover up much. You need a big, Gretsch.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
The Gretsch. Wouldn't that Gretsch guitar kind of bigger? I mean, you get like a Gibson or something or like a Stratocaster, and that might not cover up much. But you get a guitar with like a big body, and it could cover up much of that.
My only regret is it's the end of the show, and we don't have time to talk about this much longer.
Hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure that we will.
All right. I'm Scoot. Let's get to break. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Richard Butler. Name sound familiar? No, of course it doesn't. Richard Butler is the lead singer of the Psychedelic Furs. And I remember it was maybe 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I saw the Psychedelic Furs at House of Blues. Unbelievable! Sounded incredible. And the Psychedelic Furs are back at House of Blues July the 11th. I hope I can be there. Because I loved the Psychedelic Furs at House of Blues. They were part of the alternative genre of 80s rock. And I mean, they were awesome. And they sound great. Psychedelic Furs. Anyway, happy birthday to Richard Butler, 69 years old. He's still kicking it. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday already, and I'm excited about the weekend. Sports talk coming up next. Bobby Hebert is in the house with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. The Cajun Cannon is going to talk about the black and gold OTA breakdown coming up. All right, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the latest on the nasty breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and we're going to find some great breakup songs to use as our bumper music if we talk about that. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show and for making this show what it is today on the air. Thanks for being with us. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.